Tim Fleming in the morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
Your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming, and we have with us on this bright and shiny, beautiful Thursday morning, Dave Bernhardt from Mason City All Risk Insurance. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Tim. Keep the sunshine coming, and then a few drops of rain in the evening. Can you make that recipe happen?
Oh boy, you know, I was coming down through the state of Minnesota yesterday, and I drove through about 2 hours of just a steady rain where the wipers were constantly on in my car. And I thought, boy, I hope I track this all the way back home. And we got just north of home, and then it stopped. And, you know, I know we've had a few raindrops that have come through over the last week or so, but really nothing to put any kind of dent in our need for moisture, Dave.
No, it hasn't. You know, there's just enough there to maybe grow a little grass and keep the flowers green, but all colorful. But, yeah, we could definitely use an all-nighter, okay? We'll sign us up. Got a question this morning for you, Tim.
All right. I don't know if I have an answer, but you go ahead.
Let our listeners know this hasn't been pre-scripted, so
uh-oh.
We're going
to... Uh-oh, okay.
Here in the cold right now. One thing that most of us come in contact with every day that could cause us the most devastation financially. One thing.
One thing.
I'll give you a heads up. In most states, this is required.
Oh. Car insurance.
There you go. You think about this. Okay, everybody thinks, well, I got to get in there and get my car insurance, get my car covered or whatever. You know, the car is worth whatever it is, $2,000, $10,000, $80,000, whatever it is, okay? But the curveball is if you would hit someone and it would turn out to be your fault and there was major bodily injury or possibly even a death caused. Wow. The bill would definitely run up fast, wouldn't it, Tim?
Yeah, it would. Yeah, it's sad, but it would, yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. So these are some of the things, you know, that you should sit down with an agent and talk to about. You know, where are you at? What are you trying to protect? You know, these kind of things. Just some common sense things. And I see these little things come across on the internet or whatever. I kind of pick up on some of these little topics a little bit. Okay, you can do insurance on the computer. I know you can. No big deal. But what about all these little things concerning the individual client yourself? Do you ask yourself all these questions? I never really thought about that prior to seeing that little message on the computer. So talk to the agent. Review your situation for your own needs. I guarantee it's not for everybody coming through the door. They all have a different situation. They all have different things they're trying to do. Some people are trying to protect the loan that they've taken out. Some people are trying to protect the retirement program that they've got set up, whatever. So this car insurance thing can sneak up on you if you don't have it, you know, enough when you need it and where it's needed.
Yeah.
So that's
I was going to say, that's a good thing that it's mandated, I think, don't you?
Well, and that is, you know, mandated. That's liability, what they make you take in the States, and that covers the other person. It doesn't cover your own car or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, absolutely, I think that's a... But many people take the minimum limits that they can get by with, and they're not all that high. And they can get by with having to get a policy, walk out the door with it, and say, hey, here's my proof of insurance. But in a major accident, or you get tangled up with it. A semi or a big tractor and planter or something. Those things are worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. Now what? So and your policy is only covering $25,000 or $50,000. ouch.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what they're going to get stressed.
So, very true. Very.
Just trying to find out some risk situations that come upon us. Maybe don't think about it every day. We probably shouldn't dwell on it every day, that's for sure. But stop in, talk to our crew at Mesa City All Risk. Review your situation, home, auto, commercial needs or whatever. Talk to Bernadette about some life or health insurance or whatever it takes. Also, one last thing, it's that time of the year. The farmers around here, they pretty much got it planted, Tim. They really do. A high percentage of the corn and soybeans are in the ground for 2021. So their next step is the paperwork. Come in and talk to the FSA office, certify their acres with them. Come on over, talk to the crop insurance people, get them reported, get it down in your policy, and maybe insurance if you think it's necessary. The crops are looking, financially, they're looking pretty good this year, corn and soybeans. The prices are very good. Let's hope they stay that way. Looks like it could be a good one for the farmers this year if they pick and choose the right time to pull the trigger as far as selling. So just some things that we talk about on a regular basis from people to stop in. One last thing, we're still doing our Red Fridays. Red Friday means remember everyone deployed by wearing something red. So, Jim, stop in. I even got a T-shirt that'll fit you.
I'll be stopping by. I will. I haven't been in a while, so I got to stop by and see you guys anyway. So,
absolutely. So, you know, it's just a little something, you know, to remember the veterans and the people that are currently deployed in the military. Got to take care of business. Don't forget those folks, because they do a heck of a job for us protecting our freedom.
So true. So very, very true, Dave. And for those people that don't know where you're located at, you're pretty easy to find on South Monroe, aren't you?
Absolutely. 1415 South Monroe. Big yellow sign out front there. Come on in the south side of the building. Double glass doors there. We've still got our signs up for, you know, please wear a mask. We got hand sanitizer to hand out, give away, to use in the building. We're all spread out pretty good. So we're still using common sense. We're not just thinking, well, boom, I got vaccinated, I'm bulletproof. Nah, we still got to do what we got to do.
They say take care of one another on this this process.
Absolutely. And things are gradually, you know, they're gradually creeping back. You know, my wife and I have been out to a restaurant here and there and, you know, starting to liven up a little bit. Like to see that. One last thing. One more place for you to go, Tim, on a cruise one night with your wife, okay?
All right.
Jump in the car and run up there to Osage, the Stans Drive-In. Okay? I was up there last Sunday. Tim, I haven't been there since 1962. When with a driver's ed instructor, and he wanted to stop and get a cold drink. So, yeah. My wife says, where are we going? I said, we're going on a nostalgia tour. I said, I'm not telling you until we get there.
Oh, so, wow.
Needless to say, they had younger cooks and younger people taking care of business, but this old boy still showed up as an old customer.
Oh, isn't that nice? That's so nice. Yeah. Well, you know, that's the thing. We can support some great businesses all around the North Iowa area, and that's a great thing. It really is a great thing. So,
absolutely. Getting out to these small towns, helping them out, doing the best we can, supporting them and any little businesses we got out there. That's very, very important. You know, that's kind of cool. Drive into a drive-in, young lady comes out, puts a little ticket on your windshield and takes your order. And they bring it out, and they hang it on your window of your car.
It's the good old days, isn't it?
Yeah, the only thing I was missing was a drive-in movie.
Well, we can arrange that for you.
Yeah, we can put a big sheet out the back window of the office, and we can start playing videos on there, can't we?
I think that would be a good idea. Sure, I'll work with you on that one.
All righty. How many people heard that today, and how many people show up on the 6th Friday of every month for movies behind the office?
Yeah. movies at Mason City All Risk Insurance. Oh, Dave. Hey, have a wonderful day, and please say hello to the rest of your staff for me, and always good to talk to you, Dave.
Will do. Same here, and we will see you on the radio, Tim.
All right, take care. We'll stop by soon, okay?
You bet, buddy. Thank you.
See you later. There's just one great guy right there, Dave Bernhardt, Mason City All Risk Insurance on AM 1300, KGLO.